some things to talk about on this Tuesday. It's not great. What is up, Dolphin fans? Let's start off with a positive. Before I even get to the sponsors or anything,
this should be quick. Go ahead.
50 subs away from 8,000 subscribers. 50 subs. We're getting there, man. We're gonna be at 10K soon. We're growing. We are a fast growing group of human beings, even though at all of our ages we stopped growing already. Anyway, shout out to the sponsors of the Dolphin Collective, starting with SeatGeek. Use a promo code FINS. You get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. SeatGeek, 28 million downloads, 70,000 events, whether it's concerts, sporting events, festivals. Go check them out. Use them. Go to a baseball game. I'm not suggesting going to the Dolphins game. We'll get into that.
What are you talking about? The Dolphins to the Patriots game. They're going to be available. They're going to be available all season. You get a good price on SeatGeek if you want to see some NFL football.
Like $30 sideline, 50-yard line.
Nah, not yet.
Oh, those prices going down. Those prices going down.
One of that section that you were in with last year was $94.
That section called 20 grand. They're offering them for $99 a seat now.
Yep, it's going down. Speaking of, also check out Sleeper. Fantastic fantasy app. We use them for our preview, which we will do on Friday, talking about the over under. Go check them out. Use the promo code HMA. You get 100% on your first $100. Link is in the description. Also, you want to become a member, you want to see, you get cool icons, get your name popped up at the end, hit the join button next to the subscribe button. Check out our podcast form as well on all podcast sites. Let's talk about what happened on Sunday. Miami Dolphins lost, and that's me being nice. Saying
don't be nice. They embarrassed themselves.
Oh my God, they peed their pants. It was just embarrassing after embarrassing after embarrassing. We're gonna round the table and we're gonna talk about it. I'll start because I normally, when I give it to you guys, there's no getting back to me. It was bad. Ill-prepared, undisciplined. We will talk about the Bradley Chubb quote.
Well, that hold on. Why you say they were ill-prepared? I don't like that whole ill-prepared theory. That wasn't an ill-prepared team. That was a
You don't think that was an ill-prepared team?
Hell no. They got that butts handed to them.
I don't know, man. 12 men in the offensive huddle. The timeouts that were wasted, the constant.
What's different than any other Sunday the last 4 years?
Exactly, they are not prepared, and this is why. Oh, I wish I added the picture, because on Twitter I've just been posting that statement from Stephen Ross about why status quo. It's not good enough, and it wasn't good enough back then. And we all thought Mike McDaniel was going to learn from it. He hasn't. He's the same man. I talked about it in training camp. Nothing's changed with him.
Hold on. Wait. This is the same guy people were calling McGenius after 2 years in the NFL. Yes, he's the same guy. Okay. Could the league have caught up to his approach? Could the league have figured out how to play Tua after 60 plus games? Yes. Their job is to adjust. But I will say this, and I'll let you finish, Doug. And I'm curious what Poupart has to say. I've watched this team for all but the Detroit joint practices. That team that showed up on Sunday, I don't know them. I've never seen them. They're not that bad. They are not that team that you saw. You go from
Tua. No team is that bad. I'm sorry, go ahead. No team is that bad.
Yeah, you go from Tua turning the ball over, what, five times all of training camp, all of 3 weeks, all of a month? 5 weeks to turning it over three times in one game?
What's new? What's new? You act like this is a surprise. Five times in camp and three times in what? Omar, you know, it's time for an intervention, fellas. You're the last surviving Tua near. You're the last one.
There's others out there. There's others out there.
You pay them.
We are believers. We will go down as believers.
You asked Tua a question yourself, and I know we're going to get to it later. This ain't new. He does these bunch games all the time. Not all the time, but, I mean, you're going to get two, three of them a year.
What's amazing is I thought he's doing it because he's pressing. No, he has no idea he's doing it.
That's a big
and question. he got pissy with you over it. Like, really?
Like, yeah.
Omar ain't invited on the yacht.
He doesn't know he's doing it. He doesn't know he turns the ball over in bunches. He's no knowledge of this. I'm like, how do you not?
What I'm talking about, ill prepared and undisciplined, is some of the play calling was bad. Why are you dropping Kenneth Grant into coverage? Kenneth Grant, why are you dropping him into coverage?
Why did they drop Latua whatever into the coverage?
Because he's fast. He's faster than Kenneth Grant.
You catch people slipping. We saw Benito Jones drop into coverage either an exhibition game or a practice, and it was actually a good play.
Dumb. It's so dumb. It's dumb. You have Bradley Chubb coming out literally saying, trying to make our own thing up and not playing team football, essentially saying the entire defense was freelancing. And you saw it. That first touchdown, Ifeatu Melifonwu was supposed to be deep safety in that corner. He decided, I'm going to cover the guy that Brooks is covering. And then, Storm Duck is Storm Duck. The receiver tripped. Still caught himself, and then still caught a touchdown. That's how bad that was.
But you know what, Doug, and I appreciate you saying that and bringing that up and bringing up what Bradley Chubb says. And I like Bradley Chubb. I respect him. He's in the truth-sayer category of things. However, you know what defenses always say when they put a piss-poor game together? We were out there making things up. We were just out there freestyling, freelancing, and everybody wasn't doing their job. The great players, Junior Seau never did his job. Never did his job. Channing Crowder and Zach Thomas will tell you that on a regular basis. He never did his job. He saw a play, he went and made it. But anytime you have a piss poor defensive performance, it's, we weren't doing our job. Good play. Ed Reed never did his job. He made plays.
He's good enough.
And I'll be honest with you on that, Brad. Go ahead, Alan.
Get Alan.
I haven't said anything yet, so let me just chime in real quick on that play, Doug. Not certain whether Duck was supposed to get help from Ify, but if he goes over, hate to break it to you, Tyler Warren got behind the linebacker. He's scoring a touchdown over the middle, assuming that Daniel Jones would have seen him and the way he was playing, he would have. The other part of it too is, to me, I kept telling, like, all summer long, this notion that the Dolphins have this one of the best front sevens in the NFL. I'm like, what the hell are people talking about? Can we simmer down? And then the other part of it, I saw that joint practice against Detroit, the quote-unquote good joint practice, where they weren't stopping the Detroit offense. They were, like, not competitive with that Detroit offense, which, of course, is a great offense. It still wasn't like the expectation for the offense being a dominant unit, to me, was a little over the top to begin with. And that group of edge rushers, which is supposed to be the strength of that team, where the hell were they?
Yeah, and Alan has been saying that all summer, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I'll say this. I really don't care about the linebackers and the secondary. I don't have any criticism for them. Why are we going to criticize what we didn't expect in the first place? We know we were supposed to win in the trenches, getting the pass rush there so that it'll make life easier on the back end. We want to poop on the secondary. Who didn't expect that? We needed the pass rush to minimize the damage in the secondary. And they, and you know what? I got to pat myself on the back because I asked y'all a question last week on the Dolphins Collective before we got out of here. I said, in what world, why are we thinking that the D-line is going to be good? Oh, because Omar, the Detroit practice. Why are we thinking this? Because they practice against each other most of camp? You know what? We might actually be this bad because everything that we're saying, this isn't the team I saw because they were playing against each other. They might be that bad because they were against bad. Bad against bad. Now, I know, hey, they can put up better games. But I could actually see this potential in many weeks this season. I could see this potentially showing out against the greater teams. Definitely. Like, yeah, against some more bad, some lower level teams, we might put on a better performance. But I'm sorry, this team might actually be this bad. We stripped down this talent and we brought in a whole bunch of older guys who are on their last leg anyway. Let's call it what it is. Mike McDaniel, he got to figure this out, or we'll talk about that later.
I know that it's rare and you're probably not going to say anything. Was there any positives?
They ran the ball this game.
I was gonna say that, Omar.
Can I jump in, Omar? Because yes. I see you on Twitter. You had the great stat of their very good yards per carry average. And I was gonna jump in and say something like I tend to do every once in a while, but I figured, nah, let him have it. We'll just talk about it tonight. Yeah, the average was good and the final numbers weren't bad, but they also got a 15-yard run when they were down 23-0, and they got a 26-yard run when they were down 30-0. So you take away those two runs and the average.
At least they still ran.
Omar,
I hate the theory of let's take away those runs. And they ran with success in the first quarter. They just were down.
5 for 14 at the half. 5 for 14 at the half. That's success?
I thought Achan had some pretty productive runs. Their first
half carries, 9 yards was the first run, which was a very good one. -2 when Jonah took the wrong guy and let somebody come in. Achan for 6, which is also a productive run. But then the next two runs were 0 yards and 1 yard.
We didn't run the ball well. We actually did. Three pop plays. Everything else was staggered. But Omar, come on, man. You gotta stop this mess on Twitter. You troll bigger than me, man. You literally said on Twitter, you said you're basically kind of asking what will help this team run the ball more.
Yeah, I believe that.
And you took it off of what would actually help the team run the ball more. Not turning the ball over so that you can have a greater time of possession and actually more plays to run.
Yeah.
That's what this team needed.
Yeah. Make a stop on defense would help too.
Maybe making a stop on defense. I mean,
again, that, expectations.
Well, hold on. We know Tua is not a turnover happy quarterback. Now, when he does turn the ball over, he turns the ball over. But let's not act like he's got. He's one of the most turnover prone quarterbacks in the NFL because he's not.
Yeah, now, they don't drop his interceptions no more.
Oh my God. Anyway, listen, I'm gonna pick my battles on this one, and that is not a
You're
battle.
You're gonna have a lot of battles coming up.
They're not going to turn the ball over on that consistent basis. Now, could they have better play from the tight ends? Let's hope. Should they be throwing the ball deep maybe 4 times a game? Let's hope. Will they get better protection from the offensive line? Hell no, because you see what's coming on the right side.
The protection was actually better than fine.
Everybody's always like, oh, Tua gets the ball out of his hand as quickest quarterback in the NFL. There's a reason he has to.
He wouldn't get it out quick in this game.
A lot of times he held on to it out quick.
Not in this game.
On the second pick, he slid in the pocket, and it wasn't because there was a little bit of pressure coming up the middle. It wasn't like he was under massive duress. He slid in the pocket. Guess what? That's kind of part of playing quarterback. And a lot of times he went looking and looking. Even the fourth down incompletion had plenty of time to find somebody until the pressure got to him. And the official game book had him for three sacks and then 2 quarterback hits. That's an insanely low number. Sorry, 6 quarterback hits total. Sorry.
3 sacks in the first half is an insanely low number?
No. 6 quarterback hits for the entire game is a low number.
Because he gets the ball out of his hand ridiculously.
He wasn't in this game, though, Omar. This wasn't that type of game.
We didn't see bubble screens in this game.
No, I'm not talking about budget bubble screens.
Nor quick seams or Tua, quick spins.
When Tua gets his foot, his back foot, he even said it about the Tyreek interception. He's like, my feet were telling me I need to move off that progression. Tua, it operates off his feet and timing.
What's that have to do with the protection? He had plenty of time on the pick to
Tyreek. It would be nice if he got the same kind of protection that Daniel Jones got. What do you think happens if Tua has the Daniel Jones operation time?
Jerry had better than average protection in this game. I don't know what the hell you were watching, my man. Sorry.
Who? No, Tua. I'm sorry. No. Protection. No, he didn't. I disagree.
Okay. Omar, he did. This is what I'm going to be honest with you. I've seen our O-line so bad so long. I was actually proud of them being average.
Oh my God. See, and that's
I was actually proud of them being average.
That is the problem.
No, it's not a problem.
Did you see a difference between Daniel Jones' offensive line and Tua's offensive line?
Yeah, you know what? I saw Daniel Jones making some plays with his feet because he had to get out of there. He had to make sure that he made more. Now, I'm not going to sit here and deny that. I did feel like Daniel Jones had another second more than Tua on majority of his plays, right? I acknowledge that. He could have
made a ham sandwich back there.
Yeah, but that's the point, though, Omar. In the NFL, you can only make a peanut butter and jelly. Daniel Jones got to make a ham sandwich. Tua got his peanut butter and jelly this week. That's all you can ask for.
So,
Hold on.
Time to pressure, right? Average time to pressure, the amount of time from the snap to the quarterback facing pressure on dropbacks. This past week, Tua was seventh with 2 minutes and 2.33 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Jones was 29th with 1.61 seconds.
And we're talking about according to those stats, Daniel Jones had more time than Tua.
No, he had less time than Tua.
Correct. Less time than Tua, which means the protection was better for Tua. So take that. And I've seen
Analytic bull crap that Omar, I don't.
Omar, I'm telling you, Doug and Allen, we got to have this intervention, bro. I'm telling you. He's not quite.
Okay, Omar, let me ask you this way. And by the way, there are other metrics that show that pressure was not a major issue. Let me ask you this question this way. If you were to rank the units by biggest culprits in bearing the biggest responsibility in a loss, where do you put the offensive line? And be honest.
I put Tua number one.
Okay.
Edge rushers number two.
Okay.
I put secondary number three.
Okay.
I put offensive line number four.
Okay.
Am I fair? Am I off here?
Linebackers, defensive line?
I don't have an issue with the linebackers. I would love better coverage on the tight end. Defensive line, they still ran for 100 and something yards, even though the average was low. They're behind the offensive line. To me, this is always going to be the issue for me, and you guys know this because this is how I operate. I look at the trench play. I watch the trench play before I watch anything. When your quarterback has to speed up his operating time because he has no trust, belief, confidence, faith in his offensive lineman, and now Tua will have absolutely none in the right side of his line.
But he didn't. That's the point. That's
well. Exactly here, I got another stat. To be fair, I got another stat that will help out Omar Kelly's.
Then don't say it.
Clean pocket rate. The percentage of dropbacks where quarterback had a clean pocket to throw from. Tua was still high. He was sixth with 73.9%. Daniel Jones was second with 75.9%.
Sixth out of 32.
That ain't making his point. And this is what I mean.
It makes his point that Daniel Jones had a cleaner pocket more often.
One analytics tells you Tua had a cleaner pocket. One analytics tells you that's why I don't believe in that bull crap.
They're consistent.
Say anything that you want. It's like
they're consistent with telling you, Omar. They're consistent with telling you that pressure was not a major factor in this game against Tua. There have been games where he's been hurried, and there were a lot of quick throws like this.
Let's go old school before analytics. How many Mississippis would you say Tua had before he gets to throw the ball?
Two
in this game, a lot more than you think.
Two point 3-3
Mississippi. You got analytics.
And Daniel Jones had 1.6 Mississippi.
Well, Daniel Jones did not have 1 second to throw the damn ball.
I know, and it doesn't. And I see where you're coming from because it doesn't make sense because they're saying that time to pressure, Daniel Jones had 1.6 seconds, but he had a clean pocket 75.9% of the time. Hold on. And then he had pressure percentage 29th, Daniel Jones. So it's like, I see where Omar's coming from.
No, let me explain those numbers to you, Doug. See, this is, again, the law of large numbers, how analytics work, okay? If I hike the ball and somebody getting beat on the left right away and I take off right and I go make a play with my legs, how many times did Daniel Jones have to do that? We're not paying attention to that. How many runs he had, Doug?
I think
how many runs did he have?
He didn't have many.
He had a lot of sneaks. The numbers.
Yeah, he got the touchdowns where he QB snuck, I guess if that's a word. But no, he stayed in the pocket a lot.
What I'm saying to you is whenever he does make those one-offs, that factors into the numbers. When he makes those immediate one-offs, those go into the numbers as well.
7 times, but 2 of them were for QB sneak, so 5 times.
Yeah, I remember him rushing 4 times, but 5, yeah. So whenever that happens, and another thing with Daniel Jones, if he feels the pressure right away, he was taken off in this game. And this happened around the entire NFL this weekend. That's right, Omar. I know you saw the reply, and this is what you don't realize. If you watch the NFL this week, it was kind of weird. I didn't even expect it. Every quarterback was running for their life.
And it's going to be a trend, and it's going to pick up until one-third of the league lost their quarterbacks because they got effed up scrambling. And then
you're thinking in terms of your quarterback.
No, that's what you're thinking in terms of. Not just the quarterback that I cover. It happens all the time. There are years where you 1/3 of the quarterbacks are down. And the job of a defensive player, especially a defensive lineman, is to F up the quarterback. And I said to y'all, especially about the Patrick Mahomes game.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. Ooh. His game number 2, I am effing him up. Because you can't do that bull crap when every rule is to protect you. And then when I'm out here trying to stop me from myself from getting a $10,000 fine, you laid it on me.
Are you kidding me? I am hitting
you late and early and taking the 15.
You know who? And they're facing the Eagles this week. Yes. So try that crap with the Eagles.
The NFL
needs to answer for that though. They have to make something known because that's not right.
He should have been fined. 100%. He won't be, but the league, we make all these rules to protect these quarterbacks because we know we can't lose the golden goose. Mm-hmm. But when the golden goose out here agitating and provoking these defenders, I'm gonna take your head off.
It's insulting to that player who pulled up
and then took one.
Matter of fact, it should have been a flag thrown for unnecessary roughness.
Y'all remember that Joe Flacco hit on the Kiko Alonso?
You know, Flacco? I don't even think he meant to do it.
you slide late. Let it be questionable. I'm going to light you up and take my 15 yards.
And then go in the press conference and say something about it.
Real quick. Because we have 28 donations to get to. I just want to get your guys' thoughts on 2 things real quick. 1, Cole Strange, former first round pick of the New England Patriots, now a Dolphin. This is my response to it. So I don't know if you guys have anything more you want to add to besides the shoulder shrug. Like, it is what it is.
Well, I do. Cole Strange, you never know how we can unlock him, but it doesn't matter. Tua told us last year, I get rid of the ball quick. It don't matter who in front of me.
Because he got to. Y'all want to cry about? Hey. Oh, we got no big plays, no deep throws, no receiving open downfield. You know why? Because Tua got to get the ball out of his hand quick.
Are you really speaking to this, Omar? Even in this game,
and you know, Allen. Sometimes I be believing he really believe this.
I believe this. All of a sudden, Tua can't throw the deep ball no more. I got it.
He didn't Sunday, and it wasn't because the pass pro was breaking up all the time.
All of a sudden, he forgot how to throw the deep ball. He can't do it no more. And Tyreek,
he never knew. And they all come back.
Tyreek too slow. He only ran a 10-1-4.
Yeah, like, that's what we need to talk about.
Then why wasn't it there, Omar? Why wasn't it there?
Real quick, Mike McDaniel, Chris Greer. We get beat bad Sunday. Is Mike McDaniel gone 2 weeks in?
Oh, no.
So another 33-8, he's fine.
Yeah.
Another what?
33-8.
It don't matter. He's going to take it to Buffalo. You're not making a coaching change on a Thursday night game. Yeah,
that's true. So, okay, 0-3. Is he gone?
He's not surviving Buffalo. He's 0-3.
No, come on. They're going to take it to week 5.
No, I don't think so.
If none of the games are competitive, he's in trouble.
I saw Steve Ross after the game.
You were at the game. Last thing. Wow. How was the locker room?
Going through the motions.
So they didn't. They weren't in.
Too much laughing. Too much laughing for me.
That pissed me off.
I'm not a judge the locker room vibe. Uh-huh. Too much laughing. Most upset person I saw was Steve Ross. Trust me, all these people who think that everybody's safe or people ain't in jeopardy, they got a month.
Wow.
They got a month.
You don't beat
New England, clock is ticking.
I hope these rival jerseys that are live tomorrow, I hope the Dolphins are the lowest bought one. I hope you look at the 8 that are out and the Dolphins are like, barely, like that's how you get to them. You were saying during training camp, no one being there. That's how you get to them.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. People always get on me because I say I criticize the fans for the fact that they're harder on their own team than like you just open up Pandora's box by you not defending your team or you not supporting your team or you just being down on your team. And it opens up the Rex Ryans. It opens up Pandora's box. It's open season on the Dolphins right now. And it should be.
Yeah.
But the only way to make change within this organization is apathy. Yep. Steve Ross's biggest fear is apathy. If nobody's coming to the games, nobody's buying merchandise, nobody's talking about the Dolphins, nobody's caring, you're going to get change. You're going to get change real quick.
It's the fan base. They have to make sure that they let how they feel known through their pockets and stuff.
Yep.
And I always say that. It's us.
Exactly.
If you check out as a fan, they're gonna pay attention. They're gonna notice.
I know.
I looked at training camp. Fans checked out. That was the least attended training camp I've ever seen.
That was
good.
That was even the first day, right?
Yeah.
No, that was the whole training camp.
Yeah.
Wasn't fan appreciation, like no one was there for that. Like they were like, why?
I mean, it was also the weather and time, and I could give you a load of excuses, but it's always 120 degrees out there. Possibility of rain. I've been here in years where I think 2007, like the stands were full, and that team sucked.
Listen, my ticket rep today left me a message, and he even sounds sad.
And Detroit
hey,
and Chicago.
Tony.
Detroit and Chicago were back.
In case you want a ticket, you know.
50% off.
We got great prices right now.
Please come. Please.
Let me try it again. And the stands in Chicago and Detroit were packed.
Yep. Oof,
got it in, finally.
Because there was hope.
There's no stands in Chicago. I don't know
for how long now. Well, but they have a new coach.
JJ McCarthy, man, that kid woke up in the second half.
And I forgot what fan base it was. Their team sucked in the opener. Their team sucked, but they were like, man, we're gonna get better. We're gonna not to say the Dolphin fans should have hope. I say this, and I still want Poupard's answer. I don't know that team I saw in Indianapolis. I have no idea who they are.
With them O line injuries, they might reintroduce themselves. those injuries today that came down.
TD with the O line.
Omar, here's the thing: is I think you know this too. There were so many questions about this team going into the season, and it's one of those where we don't know which way they're going to go because there's so many unknowns, and it's basically every answer was like that, and it's like the worst case scenario. I mean,
yeah. it's a poorly constructed roster, but we haven't hidden that. We haven't hidden that.
What drove me nuts and kind of reiterated my ill-prepared going back to my original statement, and it was a sack. It was after the fumble on offense. We got the ball back after they scored, and it was a third down sack. Tyreek Hill was supposed to go through his motion. He's going from right to left, back to right. He went right, and he went right in front of Tua, and Tua stopped them, and he sent them back because he didn't have time for the full motion. You watch the play. Hill goes, he stops him, he says, goes back, go back, and he starts clapping, like, come on, come on. No time, not prepared. Like, Mike, this is something that has been talked about 2023. You're still doing it.
But the motions are what makes the offense special.
Exactly.
Fix it.
You're right, Doug.
The offense was special.
Gotta fix it, man.
When it was number one in the NFL.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Gotta fix it. Adjustments.
Fix it.
Anyway, donations.
We're not going to talk about the Tuesday film supervisor.
There's no point in beating a dead horse.
Hold on, what y'all talking about? Tua saying he want to see who show up for work on their day off?
Yeah, he want to be the supervisor of film and who watching it.
Should. It's his team. He should. If you sucked booty. And you come to work and you act like everything's all gravy and good, and you don't put in extra hours or extra film study or go to physical therapy or do the little extra. You don't want to be here. You don't want to win.
It was a bad look for him to say it on the podium.
He's the leader. He's still the leader.
Exactly. And I'm glad you said that. And now it's time for me to say what I've been wanting to say, even when the captains were named. They shouldn't have named that man a captain. I know they're gonna do it anyway. It's his team. And guess what? It's his team. And what his team keep doing? What does his team keep doing under his leadership? Under his leadership.
Yeah, being soft.
And that's one of the biggest problems. And it's hard to get guys to be held accountable when you're not even showing up. Mm-hmm. Who's holding him accountable?
I think he shows up more often than not.
Who holds Tua accountable when he does this?
Nobody.
And that's where does that happen at?
In Miami. I agree with you on that, because the fact that nobody has brought up to this man other than me that you turn the ball over in bunches when you start turning the ball over, and he is like, has absolutely no knowledge of this.
I don't think anybody is telling him anything. I don't think they criticize him one iota. I don't think constructive or all. I think they let him go just, hey, if he mess up, hey, you got the next one, don't worry. I think it's just, happened in the past. And that's, right. we're a joke. This is a joke.
Been like that for a very long time, because who checked up on Tannehill? Seven. That's what I'm saying. It's like
nobody checks him. No, you're right. I'm not gonna deny you. But that's what this whole players have to be more accountable to each other. Somebody should speak up to him. Tyreek.
Now we're gonna have another severed relationship.
It was never good to begin with. I don't know why y'all believe them lies.
Hey, well, that chemistry sure ain't on.
I told you that. Didn't I say that?
Tua said it himself. This is the number of times he's had three or more turnovers in a game.
Gosh, man.
Second only to Trevor Lawrence.
That's in his career. That's in 6 years. I don't think it's that egregious a number.
It's two turnovers.
You don't think I've done the research, really? You're talking to me right now.
I did the research too. Only Trevor Lawrence has more in his career since 2020. But there have been 24 games where he's had multiple interceptions and fumbled the ball. Huh?
24?
24. His record is 10 and 14. Now, he didn't lose all the fumbles, but you're talking about multiple interceptions and fumbles. 24 games.
But they're not.
That seems exaggerated.
Huh?
That seems exaggerated.
No, I looked it up. Every single game.
How many games has he played total?
You have to jump in here and shout over people.
Trying.
They won't let you talk.
You have 41 donations to get to in 25 minutes. Plus, we have 13. Man. I've been trying to tell you guys, we've got 1,300 people in this room.
1,370, almost 14.
I wish I wasn't getting my hair done, but I would look prettier for you guys, but I'm working on it.
Just broke 8,000 subs, too. Just broke it. 8,000 subs. 474 likes. Let's get this to 1,000 likes.
They came to see TD come at me.
No.
You ain't bringing it, TD. You
just told me something that blew my mind. 24 multiple turnovers in, what, 60 games?
And they have he has a 10-14 record in those games.
No, that's not the stat he threw out. It's
not just turnovers, it's also fumbles where he's turned over the ball multiple times and that includes fumbles, but he hasn't always lost all those fumbles. So
when the Dolphins recover, it's not a big deal. I mean,
it's still a lost ball, usually lost yardage. It's not a favorable play.
We gotta let that talk.
Delusional Patriot fan said you can't talk to people that way, Omar.
He's just making fun of everybody.
Devin wants to know what the Tua, and this will go to Omar and Alan because they have more of an inside source. Does Tua have the power to audible?
Yes. Nobody has more control over this Dolphins offense than Tua since probably Chad Pennington. Tua can do whatever he wants in the offense. Tua could say, I don't want that play, and they'll change the play.
How often have you seen him change a play at the line of scrimmage, though?
Oh, change the play at the line of scrimmage? That's a whole different ball game, but I don't know if that's built into the offense.
Okay.
He can change the route. Tyreek says Tua looks at him and changes the route.
Because
Tyreek saying that, Omar, you know damn well that that could be Tyreek saying it for effect. You should know that by now.
No, but that wasn't a Tyreek wanting attention. I don't even remember when he said it, but that was the first time I heard it.
It was a touchdown that they scored, and maybe Tyreek wanted. Let's make it.
No. He said that.
No, McDaniel. It was the Giants game. McDaniel said that he changed it to a go route, and then the Ravens. It's not much, but the Ravens game, the comms weren't working. So, like the second half, a lot of it was Tua just, you know, doing whatever he needed to.
He changes plays, and
but not much.
Somebody brought it up, and I really do think this is something that I think that they've gotten away from. Tua is very good at the RPO. They don't really do RPO anymore. I don't know why.
I guess because
two things that they're good at. Because right now, last Sunday was not good. So let's focus on.
But I don't think they also have to scrap everything that they do because last Sunday was kind of an aberration. Even during the whole Mike McDaniel tenure, when's the last time they got beat like that? Baltimore.
No, that was even different. No, because actually it was competitive for
Buffalo
second quarter.
Buffalo week three last year, week two last year.
They've never gotten spanked like this. Never.
Yeah, Buffalo. Yeah, wasn't it?
This isn't common, but you know what it does is, and this is my biggest concern about it. Right now, you could make the argument and say this team is checked out on Mike McDaniel, and you have no evidence that Buffalo could counter that.
31-10 Buffalo.
How does it change so fast, Omar? Last week you were literally arguing for the fact that they're all.
What can be said? I don't believe that. Like every player on that team knows they're fighting for their coaching staff. They're fighting for people in the organization. They're fighting for the ends of the world because right now they're going to nuke it, and they know they're going to nuke it.
Yep.
I don't think they're checking out on McDaniel. I think they might actually be checking out on their quarterback. They're closer to checking out on him than McDaniel, in my opinion.
They know that's not his norm. He had a bad day.
We'll see. That's what Sunday's about.
They see too often to think that's his norm.
We'll get
everybody gonna play it like that.
Well, we'll get more into that on Friday. Like that.
Everybody's been playing him like that. Y'all know I love Xavier. Xavier knows Tua. Y'all know Xavier knows Tua.
Yeah, they were hugging after the game.
Yeah,
Doug, you have to jump in here
and bubble. Tell Omar and TJ
before for a second to get to the donation.
I'm sorry, Doug. I'm just trying to be that guy, Doug.
I'm
just trying to get to the mock draft, man.
Listen,
Friday, we have a lot to talk about Friday, 6 o'clock, because we got to preview this Patriot game. And if they do it again, big problem. So we got a lot to talk about. And obviously, there's going to be questions that now we have to fly through. Jonathan with the Fiverr said rumors there's a Fire Michael. I think it's just Mike Banner that gets flown on stadium start to rebuild this year. Fins up. When did they do that last time? They flew it over the practice.
They had a GoFundMe.
Y'all want to know what my lead of my column was going to be? After the game, I changed it, but it was like time to price out the banners. Like,
raise those prices, man. Banners go up.
They already got a GoFundMe. That's crazy. I didn't know that was a thing. They got a GoFundMe right now, already over $500.
You know how many times we've done that?
Like, I didn't know.
That's every coach. Every GM.
Frost Baby with the Fiverr said,
banner at the end of last
year. Go ahead, Doug.
Frost Baby with the Fiverr said,
we have to silence Omar a little bit. Omar's
so like, can we agree this was a coach difference, even though the players played bad? Coach different, definitely bad, diff bad?
Well, they got out coached in this game.
I understand that they got out coached. But at the same token, the players got to execute. It's not like the things that they were messing up on wasn't in their control. Like, it's just execution, too. Primarily the quarterback. Go ahead, Doug.
Lewis with the Fiverr said, what is up, guys? Did you see what Barry Jackson said on Miami Herald about Chris Greer's mistakes with TJ Watt and et cetera?
We don't know the Chris Greer mistakes, seriously?
Barry's article was just so good. He like broke it all down and was like, this is because essentially he's talking about, you know, we're talking about Chris Greer, but Stephen Ross allowed Chris Greer to stay after, and he just went down the list of everything. And it's a great article.
Oh, and there are some that he left out that he could have included too.
I think he was like, I don't want to write a novel. Andre with the Fiverr said, did Tua get concussed on the early sack? Sloppy Tua is usually dizzy Tua. I can't imagine he ain't telling.
All I could think about was Omar, because they showed me that replay. I thought it was an excuse.
Banged his head.
He did whack his head in the back, just bang on the ground. And I said,
Was Tyreek Hill concussed? Because that one tackle out of bounds, he banged his head as well.
Yeah, they checked him. He passed it.
Mm. These guys, St. Eddie with the tenor said, someone tell McDaniel this isn't a vape break. It's the season. If we can't turn it around by week 6, I'm kicking off the fundraiser for Fire McDaniel and Greer Plains at Holmes. St. Eddie, it's already happening, man.
you don't even need to waste your money, Eddie. You don't even need to waste your money. I'm not even sure they're gonna survive week 5.
No, like, he ain't made it that far.
They got to win Sunday.
John C with the 25er said, did you see the second down pass after 6-yard run results in a strip sack? Nothing changed. No $100 this week. Why? I watched that play. And I'm not knocking Achan, but why is Achan the guy who's in there to block that guy? Like, is Achan known for being a pass blocker? Like,
they clearly, the way that they did use Ollie Gordon clearly indicates to me that he did not have a good week of practice and did not master his game plan and playbook.
It's on the fumble.
What was that?
Yeah, on the fumble.
Why does a quarterback has his arm out like this?
Thank you.
Ball security, 100%. 100%. It looks like he was like trying to like step up, but again, why is Achan the guy who's in the running back blocking?
Because Ollie Gordon can't master his protections, and maybe we need to give that job to Jeff Wilson on third downs.
And that's the other thing that drives me nuts about Mike McDaniel. Like, where was Willie Gay Jr.? All game, 0 snaps. Like, seriously?
Well, who are you gonna replace him with? Who
anybody?
You go. You hold on. if Willie J. Jr. is a coverage specialist, you want him to cover Tyler Warren. Okay, so you're taking Jalen Phillips off the field for Willie Gay Jr.?
No, I'm...
You're going to cover him? Yes.
Take Dotson out. Take Brooks out. Rotate him. They were rotating the DNs. Rotate
Dotson,
the linebacker.
Dotson is the green dot, so nobody else can be the green dot. And
Brooks was the green dot.
No, Dotson is the green dot. Dotson. Clearly don't read my Miami Herald stories. I'm hurt.
Wow.
I wrote a whole Sunday piece about Terrell Dotson being the green dot, why he's the green dot. But you can't, and I like Willie Gay. Y'all know I like Willie Gay. But who are you going to replace? You going to replace Jordan Brooks for Willie Gay?
For a play, sure. You can. We need to stop on that down.
Three pure linebackers on a certain player.
It's either Jordan Brooks or Jalen Phillips.
Needs to be all of them because none of them showed up.
Yeah, rotate.
I mean, I didn't even know Jalen Phillips played.
Well,
he played, but I didn't know
he was in coverage a lot when he got beat by Tyler.
Yeah,
Warren.
Exactly. Stop dropping him into coverage.
That's his job. That's his position. Job. That's know, his job. But nobody else can do it.
The one sack that we got was Jalen Phillips driving Daniel Jones down.
Can't drop. So who else is going to drop?
Willie Gay.
Probably. But then you got a lesser rusher.
Lesser edge setter. How close did
Jalen get to the quarterback?
What happened?
I said, how close did Jalen get to the quarterback in this game?
That's one game. I think Jalen's the best defender. That,
but if you're asking him to drop in coverage,
you're losing that.
I personally think Jalen Phillips is the best defender that they have. So I'm not taking him off the field for Jalen for Willie Gay, and I love Willie Gay.
Someone else. Well, they were doing it.
Doug, I gotta take 5 seconds to ask y'all, what happened? And this is the AI version of me. What happened to the man we just paid?
Double teamed the whole, like almost the whole game.
Not the whole game because I saw some snaps.
Still need to make an impact.
He also wasn't on the field for the full game either.
Oh, Zach. Okay. According to Mike McDaniel, Zach is not sticking to the script.
On one play.
Bradley Chubb said the same thing.
What I love about Mike is Mike uses, and I've noticed this before, he uses his best players and the guys who can handle it to make an example of people. And to show you that I'm hard, I'm critical. Y'all just don't see it. Because he did that with Xavier once. And he did that with, like, because Xavier was like, why I'm getting called out? Like, all these other MFers made mistakes. I get called out for one mistake I made. And it's the same thing with Zach, but they can handle it. They're big boys.
They can handle it like this, too. So they
you get the big thing.
He ain't going nowhere.
Thank you.
Yeah. Probably in the contract, you have the right to criticize me publicly.
That's a funny line, Poop.
The Foo family with the 20 said, I rewatched 5 times, but I'm almost 100% sure McDaniel was casually talking on his cell phone when they panned to him for 5 seconds at the 2-minute mark at the end of the third quarter. Tell me I'm tripping. Yeah, tripping. I doubt. Lino TV with the $10 donation. I would like to ask the remarkable profession of all professionals, the man who took his talent to South Beach to do TD still believe this team is beating Buffalo in Buffalo? Hell no, he said.
That's the one thing. See, this is Miami. It's so Dolphin. We'll all be down and then they'll beat Buffalo. All is well.
No.
I'm telling you.
No. I watch Buffalo Ravens. Those two teams are in a different league. The Dolphins are playing in the XFL compared to them.
What if the Dolphins, if Mike McDaniel is still the head coach, the Miami Dolphins will have the 14th overall pick because like last year, they started 2-6. They ended what? 3-6 or 3-6. It's what's going to happen.
Doug,
head off.
If they start 2-6 this year, just know week 9, 10, and 11.
Yeah, correct.
Boy, it ain't getting no better.
Nope.
2-9.
Yep. No B with the $20 donation said the current Dolphin product on the field is worse than we had in the last game against the Jets 9 months ago. How is that even possible? If Ross fears ambivalence and apathy, he should be terrified right now. Yeah. Yes. Status quo is not good enough. The play on the field is not good enough. Well, you got worse because you decided I'm going to give him another year, like you did with Joe Philbin.
But it, here's the thing. He wasn't going to fire McDaniel for his first losing season. So if he fires Greer, Greer is going to, he's going to have a hard time replacing the GM because the GM is going to be forced to take, accept the head coach. So Ross said, let me do it one time and rip off one Band-Aid. Let me give him one chance. And then nobody can say I'm impatient with people. And then I'm going to rip off the Band-Aid if it don't work. Now,
and that's why we haven't won a playoff game in 20 something years. Because
no, you haven't won a playoff game in 20 something years because you continue to have bad management and poor quarterback play and not want to compete, have quarterbacks compete.
Yep, exactly. RJ with the tenor said, Sunday for my lunch, I opened some overpriced tuna. And boy, did it stink. It was soft and disgusting. Omar and Poop need to ask Tua why he was smiling after his first two turnovers. Fans weren't smiling. Yeah, a lot. And I noticed in my live stream, a lot of people were pissed that he was smiling.
A lot. You want to be one of the sulk and stew on it?
Yep. Angry. Be angry that you, like, sit there, look at the pad, be like, all right, come on, guys. We got, like,
Poop can testify to this. Mike's biggest concern about Tua is when Tua gets in his head and doesn't get out.
Yeah, he like will think about it too much.
I don't know that that's applicable anymore. That was a thing of early on during Mike's tenure. I don't know if that's so much a factor anymore.
Well, we've gone the reverse route, which is Tua acts like I don't give a bleep.
Exactly. Yeah, and he really does now.
Mm-hmm.
He really does.
He cares.
He cares, but not enough for it to affect him.
Yeah.
No, he cares. This is his team, man. Y'all, like all of these guys.
All right. I'm tired of you saying that. It's not his team.
Thank you.
Why is it not his team? It's his team because they say it is, but he don't own it. This ain't his.
Whose is it then?
It's a blockbuster. He's renting the movie. He's renting it.
Good analogy.
That's what this is. He does not own this team. I just don't see it. No, he got to turn it
in. Who has more ownership of what's going on than him?
Doesn't say much for his ownership capabilities.
All I'm asking you, who has more ownership of what's going on than him?
Stephen Ross, Mike McDaniel.
Okay. Other than the guy who owns it. Mike McDaniel, no, because Mike McDaniel does everything to cater to Tua.
Yeah, but it's nothing really.
Wouldn't that be a problem right then and there? If you're doing everything to cater to a quarterback who we've all agreed is good, but not elite. That's a major problem.
You know it, and I'm not saying that it's wrong. You don't think everything in Buffalo is built around Josh Allen?
He's 17 times better than Tua.
Quinn Ewers team.
We got Jacksonville.
You don't think Jacksonville is built around Trevor Lawrence?
Not to this.
Quinn Ewers.
Go ahead, Doug. Eric with the $8 donation said, can we agree that J.J. McCarthy already shown more leadership last night in his first game than Tua has in 6 years?
Stop, please.
He took that sucker over.
Kid was poised, though. He's already passed Tua. Yeah. Next.
Brad Boss, 818 with the tenor, said 14-16 in the last 30 games. Tua, 6-9 in the last 15, including 12 interceptions and 8 fumbles. So much for him having it hot, Omar. You guys confused the hot start to him having a good team.
Wow. Everybody used to say, all Tua does is win.
Phil Jones with the fiver said, my takeaway was Colts had a better game plan, quick passes to nullify our front.
There were also some slow passes, and then the front was nowhere to be found. That's
like the very first pass was a pass to Tyler Warren where Jalen Phillips was in coverage and he tripped over his own feet.
Well, it also Jalen was slow to pick up Warren,
who was
releasing in the flat, and it was, and when he realized that, oops, and then mismatch.
Murr with the $2 donation, we appreciate you. John C with another 20. My man Reason had a nice breakdown today. We played like crap, but some critical holding and obvious blown blocks, two on Achan.
Oh, Dolphins might have won the game without those.
There was some, and again, we could have talked about it. It means nothing. Like some of the penalties that weren't called. Who cares?
Make sure you point out the penalties not called on the Dolphins too.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's true. Like the delay game that wasn't called.
That was on the 26-yard run, by the way. That shouldn't have counted. And Storm Duck in the end zone in the first drive where he kind of pretty handsy in the corner.
Yep.
I'm going to be honest about it.
K-Salt with the fiver. Appreciate you. Dolphin 345. Been a member for 4 months. This is one of the perks for being a member. He said Poop deserves flowers for knowing the Colts were legit. Yes, he does. Alan,
he does.
Or we're a great team and they just might be Super Bowl favorites.
I think they're a lot better than everybody thinks, including the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Juan with the tour said, I would trade Hill Waddle for Caleb Williams. They are not trading Caleb Williams. Hill's going to get traded.
I don't want Caleb Williams.
That was a bad second half for that man.
I'm good.
Yeah. Dolphins want to make a move. Go get Shadur now.
Oh, Jesus. If Dolphins want to make a move, you go out and you get Sellers.
Or call Mike Tomlin and bring my boy Scott back.
Stop.
Center with the fiver said, my copium is John Harbaugh leaving the Ravens and at the end of the season. So Steve Ross can finally hire a legit coach. Possible? No. So you know how many times that has been a rumor?
So we can blow a big lead in the fourth quarter? Man,
that guy. Ain't wrong. Christian with the fiver said, why do I feel like Tua also hasn't taken any real accountability? Talking about seeing people in film room on Tuesday, brother, speak for yourself.
Yeah. He's there. He's there every Tuesday.
But like I said, he came off very bitter. Arrogant. Yeah. Like, dude.
No. He's being a leader, and I respect that. No, hold on. Yeah. He's there every Tuesday. I know who's there. I know who's there. The offensive line is there every Tuesday. But yeah, do you, and that's the thing. I remember talking to Ed Reed back in the early days. Ed Reed ain't take no off day. He was studying film on Tuesday in the building. You want to be great. That's the sacrifices you got to make. And those sacrifices Tua makes helps him be where he is. Now, is it elite? Probably not. But imagine if he took the Baker Mayfield. I'm sorry, no, not Baker Mayfield. The what's the bad quarterback? The one Mike had at Cleveland.
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel. Imagine if Tua took the Johnny Manziel approach to this whole thing, where they track you how much film you watch on iPad. That mother never watched film for a whole season.
Hmm. So John C with the 50. Big old 50 pink one. It's always nice to see that. Colts started by running the ball almost every time we lined up four, then delayed passes to run back when they saw five or pressure. We didn't adjust in the first quarter. I could see this as a fan live during the game. WT. There was a lot of adjustments that weren't made. It seems like, again, like they were stuck with their pants down and all of a sudden they're trying to figure all this crap out on the fly.
Are y'all questioning your next interim head coach?
100%.
That
was bad.
Interim who?
Interim head coach.
Anthony Weaver.
Yeah, all that died for me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so who's going to take over?
You're right. Neville. I don't know, but don't give me fire McDaniel, bring in the other guy who got toasted.
What'd you say, Alan?
Darrell Bevell.
Yeah, Bevell.
He's done it twice.
Oh, hell no.
You like Bevell? No.
Then come up with somebody else, Mister. Oh hell no!
Bevel's my guy.
I'm on the Anthony Weaver train.
Tell him, give me a call.
Your defense got scored on every single try.
One game.
Again, we'll talk about this Friday. Because Friday's important. Alterion, another member since jump. Omar, come to the light. Stop resisting. Karen with the $2 donation said Philly's Karen caused more turnovers than the.
That's funny.
That lady was cruel. What is her problem? She had the Karen haircut and everything too.
Did we identify her yet?
Yeah, they identified her. That's the internet for you. You don't mess around with the internet. Aaron with the fiver said, Omar, do some of the fans have too much parasocial relationships with the team? Also thought.
Also thought what?
Thoughts. Also media. thoughts on the national media, either the Dolphins.
I think it's open season on the Dolphins. You say whatever you want. You take whatever shots you want. You criticize because it's going to get you clicks. Mike McDaniel's number one on the hot seat to be fired, and the national media is not going to stop until he is. This is how the game is played. And then next will be Brian Daboll. This is how the game is played. And if you don't want to play the game, then you don't play like you played against in the Colts.
Don't play like booty cheeks.
There you go.
This is an opportunity, adversity.
Yep. This is the biggest opportunity.
Hey, don't go. Read it, Doug. Don't get involved.
Miami Vibes with the five or six. Come on, guys. Rome wasn't built in a day. Give it another 3-4 years for McDaniel Grant to get their chemistry going. You never know. We could turn it around.
Ryan with the center. Who actually thinks it gets better before it gets worse?
Well, it needs to get worse again. Ryan with the tenor said TD said Herbert Jackson were generational quarterbacks, 3 playoff wins in 13 years. Allen said everything needs to be perfect. Comical bad takes. The last non-top 20 offensive line to win the Super Bowl was the G-Men of 2011.
Good job, Ryan. Let's blame everything on the offensive line, and the offensive line cost the game against the Colts on Sunday. Come on, dude. Seriously.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm Patriots. Z-Dig with the tour. They had a great quarterback.
Yeah. Sorry? What'd you say?
I said Patriots never had a great offensive line. They had a great quarterback.
That's true.
Yeah, at times they had a good, by the way, the Buffalo offensive line is overrated. It's not that great. They're right.
Josh Allen, man. You can't tackle him. You can't tackle him. Z-Dig with the tour. Said anyone missed Janu week one, our safety net is gone.
Everybody that left went off. Even Hunter Long got a touchdown this week.
Dude. Janu Smith had 5 catches for 15 yards. So let the went off.
He caught a touchdown. That's all that matters.
It's a shovel pass. Big whoop.
It mattered.
LFP with the fiver says, I'm with Omar. Anyone thinking the blocking was good enough is crazy. There you go. You got some support.
Y'all
gotta
stop this mess, man.
Listen. I just, you know how I warned you all season? It's gonna be real bad this week.
Sanch with
it's real bad against the Colts. Sorry, LFP. Sorry, you and Omar need to get together, and then I don't know what it is you're having, but sorry.
Sanch with the $2 donation said Greer needs to go first. Likely yesterday, he won't. It'll be McDaniel. Aaron again with the tour. Omar, if you're held hostage, blink twice. I got you, fam.
Ever since he went on that yacht, man. I'm telling you, he Minnesota. Yeah,
what's the yacht name? His son, named it after his son.
Who?
Tua's yacht.
He has a yacht?
God Ace.
Damn it.
Ace?
Yeah, Ace. Yeah, it's named after Ace's. I think it's like Ace's boat or something like that. Not to tell Tua's business.
Dolphin 345 with the €5 said, Omar, the problem is that if a quarterback can only perform with a clean pocket, then he isn't a franchise quarterback. This is all TD's been saying for 4 years now.
Tua's got great pocket presence.
Six. No, he don't. Six he years.
With the $2 donation. Tua looking way too happy when congratulating Jones.
That's after the game. Seriously. That's like.
Saw him and X hugged out. They hugged.
Yeah.
So, and there's a donation talking about the X comment. We'll get to it. And it'll be quick. Swell with the $5 donation said, Omar, we with Tua, but he was trash this week. Omar said that. Omar, I'm gonna defend Omar on that one. TD National media outrageous one game, though. If he balls this week, still slander, loss.
Lose.
No.
Yeah, but
if he balls, we'll say
if he balls this week, he balls out. But I ain't gonna be surprised.
Be against Vrabel, and he struggles against Vrabel, so I will be surprised if he does it this week. Coach Savs is four.
Hold on, Doug. They just got carved. They just got carved up by Geno Smith and the Raiders. He had like 363 yards passing.
Yeah, but that's not Tua.
That's great. Yeah, this is a Vrabel team. Yeah, Vrabel. They about to put that smack down.
Vrabel got carved up by the New England defense, got carved up by Geno Smith.
It's a matchup thing, Allen. Vrabel knows what to do.
Hey, man, how about this? Allen was right last week. Let him be right this week, for the love of God and everything holy on this earth.
All right, next
one. Coach Sad with the fiver said Flores was right, Deshaun Elliott was right, Jalen Ramsey was right, and when we trade Tyreek Hill, he will be right.
Oh, Tyreek gonna sing like a bird when he goes.
Gomez with the $10 donation.
Tyreek need to be quiet and just lay low.
He goes, yeah, especially like after a TMZ. Anyway, Mark Gomez with the $10 donation said, with Greer saying reset, did he buy more time with Ross? No.
No. Absolutely not.
Sanch, another fiver, said the Chiefs setting up a field goal in 10 seconds is prepared. Miami calling timeouts on a two-point conversion, ill-prepared. Yes, 1,000%. It took Josh Allen 25 seconds with no timeouts to get down to their 30. Ridiculous.
It's a real quarterback.
Dolphin345 with a 10 euro donation said, I used to rely heavily on Omar's team and player evaluation. He used to stand alone in his unbiased analysis. To see him turn into a Tua apologist is hard to reconcile. Has the game passed him by?
Tua. Tua or Omar?
Listen, I will defend Omar because that man on Twitter gets hated by both sides because he is very unbiased. So I will defend him.
Tua's mad at me right now, and y'all think I'm a Tua apologist?
Well, because so you told him you turned the ball over in bunches.
He does. I revealed the truth to him.
He doesn't.
But that was crazy. He said. That's crazy.
You
like, man, crazy. He was really blown away.
You know, in you're actuality, like, you know for a fact, Tua wanted to go, do I? F you, Omar. That's what he wanted to do.
No, he was really shocked. He was like, wow, no, you said that.
He is
crazy.
Like puzzled like, by this.
He really is.
You know what? He has probably been concussed in those games and he doesn't remember them. Anyway, Dylan with a $5 donation. If we truly want change, we need to boycott this team, stop buying jerseys, tickets, etc. Let them know status quo is unacceptable.
Yes. That is true. That is fact.
SP with the $20 donation response to X's response on to his game. It's not new. There's nothing really.
This they've been talking. They
take the middle field away, force them outside. It's not new. Hey, the Chargers did it in 2022, and then beginning of 2023, we carved them up. It's nothing new. It's just how you adjust to it, and we did it.
It's a chess game. Devin
with the fiber.
The thing is, the only thing I will say is they knew on third and short, and this is the truth, Tua is going to the slot. That's very intimate knowledge. And they dropped a linebacker into the spot. Come on, man. A defensive lineman, like, you know, that's just great call by Lou. Yeah. Great call.
Devin with the fiver said, I agree with TD. There's no accountability. They always coddle Tua, and that's why this team is a joke. That's why the organization, again, they did it with Tannehill. It's not really a Tua thing. It's a Dolphin thing.
They did it with Chad Henne. They caught a quarterback.
Yeah. Justin Goldberg, number for 2 months. Is there any hope if we beat New England or no? No, because then you're going to get destroyed by Buffalo the following week. And you're going to lose to the Jets, who have a much better offense now.
No. Don't do that. Don't do that, Doug. Not you. Not you.
Not you, Doug. Doug seen the light.
Too many people watch
The Matrix. You know the Matrix and the scene where he starts pulling them while they're in the Matrix, and the lady in the white looks up and goes, "No, not like this." That's Omar. No, Doug, not like this.
Not Doug. You, Doug. Not you. Mm-mm. You can't go to the dark.
Man, they beat me down. I'm trying my hardest to stay.
It's actually the light, hey, Omar.
Listen. Dark, man. If they beat the Patriots,
we're going to the Super Bowl.
Have a respectable showing against the Bills. I'm not delusional enough to tell you they can beat the Bills on the road.
Yeah.
Then come back and beat the Jets. season is reset. And
I agree with that.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
That is your best possible outcome of what can happen.
Because you get Sanders back, you get possibly Liam back. I'll give you that.
No, you're not getting Liam back.
What question, Omar?
Hey, man, I'm trying to be positive here, and you're just shooting me down.
Yeah, I know it's ahead of time, but do you think this Dolphins team can beat the Chargers if they get back on track? This version of the Chargers?
If they can play more disciplined football, yeah, I think they can beat the Chargers.
I haven't looked at the Chargers, so I can't tell you.
You ain't watched that game Friday?
I did, but the Chargers...
Man, Herbert looked like Josh Allen.
I don't believe in Herbert. Y'all know I don't believe in
Herbert. Herbert looked like Josh Allen. He running
Herbert
now.
Herbert is going to regress to the mean.
Hey, we got 76 flipping donations. We're already over by 10 minutes. Hey, I honestly don't think I'll be able to get through 1,500
people. Salute to all y'all.
Hit the subscribe. I'm about to just start thanking the people and not being able to read the comments. Toby with the fiver said, Greer is such a people pleaser, yet the two times he stood up in front and didn't please Ross or Flores was when we should have had Lamar Jackson or Jordan Love.
He didn't. No, that's wrong.
I think Greer was a tour guy, actually.
Yes, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Juan with the fiver said, time to roll with yours to see if it's the future. Not yet.
Absolutely not.
Nope. Not absolutely. Yet. Jeff with the tour. Shout out to you. Alexander with the 10. None of you guys were scared of DG. Now we're all scared of Tua. And Tua seems very confident with himself. Why does he seem more worried about his braids than taking care of
them? Damn.
Ooh, damn. Damn. That was good. D-Hug all day. Been a member 4 months. Any preference on the new GM head coach? We'll get to that when the time comes. We have probably some in the back of our heads. Blackspear with the tour said, Omar really be gaslighting how bad Tua really is. John C with the 20 said, Miami wins this week, even with this coach coaching offensively and defensively. Man, I really hope so. I would like to be happy. Sherry with the 5 said, why haven't we hired a head coach with prior head coaching experience since 2020?
Ross does not want to hire that.
There you go.
Stephen Ross is always looking for the next Don Shula.
Yep. Ryan with the 10 said, imagine saying this team is checking out on Tua and not Mike. Jesus, TD takes are bad. Mike's worst coach in the league by a mile. We are soft because of him. Tua played for Saban. The TD, the TDs is so bad.
I don't know why this team is soft, but they are. And I can't sit there and say it's Mike's problem. You know what? Actually, let me correct that statement. Bill Parcells has a saying, when you start making exceptions, next thing you know, you have a team full of exceptions. And that's exactly how the Dolphins are built. Don't steal that from me, Poopard, because I plan to write it this week, okay?
is Mike the worst coach in the league?
No.
Come on, man.
No. Not yet.
Tua is the worst quarterback in the league.
No.
Stop.
Oh yeah. Hey, if Alan's saying no, he's the unbiased one out of the four of us.
Thank you.
No, not yet. Nope, not yet. Adolfo with the tenor said, when your quarterback is struggling, it's not up to the coach to help him when you're down 20 and two downs and six. You throw three times in a row. If they lose the next game, McDaniel will be fired. After the Buffalo game, he also threw another donation, throwing in there saying Greer will be fired at the end of the year. Dougie, you blocked me and X not responding my question. I blocked you? I don't block anybody unless you deserve it. So I will check. Somebody said, Jesus, get off of what do you say? I was talking well about Josh Allen or something. He said, Jesus, get off of Josh Allen's jock. If that was Tua, no, Lamar Jackson. If that was Tua, you would be throwing racial slurs at him. I was like, oh, cool. You're calling me a racist? Block. That's the only time you'll ever get me to block. So, Adolfo, I'll check. I'm pretty sure I didn't block you, though. Unless you call me a racist, then yeah, sure. I definitely blocked you. Armstrong with the 5 Canadian says, if Tua turned the ball over, continues, when do we go with the backup? Love the content, guys. Keep it up. Nope. They're riding that till the wheels fall off.
Yep.
They benched him this week.
They what? Huh?
They benched him in the fourth quarter.
They pulled him because they don't want to chance nothing.
It ain't pulled, it's benched. Okay, that's what happened.
Go with that, TD.
He also got TD thinks he got benched in preseason as well.
Hey, Zach Wilson played better than him.
He got benched in the Denver game when they were up 63-13.
Shouldn't have had to need that field goal. That's the problem.
Kick the field goal. Stanch with the 10 said, why does McDaniel keep jinxing this team with stupid blank? He keeps saying, I wish it were colder. I can't get worse than that. We'll see. Yeah, I said, oh, that's the other thing. UMFers jinxing this team. They haven't won a game in 11 years, and the Dolphins have won all three openers. You jinxed us. I was knocking on this block away.
They haven't won an opener
Friday.
Yeah, I
that's actually why we lost. Jim Irsay Memorial and the jinxes. We're going to move on from that. Rain with a Fiver said, tell Mike to call out to his turnovers. I'm pretty sure he does. If not,
not publicly. What
we can do about that.
You don't call out all the turnovers out.
Omar, pay attention here. Omar, pay attention here. Go ahead.
Ted with a tenor said, for poop, if you were Stephen Ross, would you hire a disciplinary coach to fix the roster or wipe the slate clean and start fresh with another rookie coach? Omar, no interruptions. LOL, JK.
Look where they've had the best results in the past, I don't know, 20 years. It was Sperano and Parcells. And to me, I would think in terms of being well-coached, it was Brian Flores. And on defense, it was Vic Fangio. What do they have in common? They're all hard asses. Give me a disciplinarian any day of the week.
And I'm Vic Fangio for Dolphins coach in 2026.
Vic, there you go. Vic Fangio. Oh, I would.
I knew you would be on board.
Yeah. Fangio.
But we are going to get out of here. We're already 16 minutes over. I'm going to get in trouble. everyone who donated, we love you. Thank you so much. We broke 8,000 subscribers. We are now currently at 8,030 something. Love you. 778 likes. Hit that like button. 1,500 of you in here. We will see you Friday, 6 o'clock. Remember, Friday, 6 o'clock. Come hang out. We are previewing the Patriot game. Lots of talk about Tua again, Mike McDaniel, Mike Vrabel, that defense, our defense, everything. Come hang out Friday, 6 o'clock. Other than that, we out, Cub Scout.
Fantasy picks, y'all. No fantasy picks.
Peace.